In the months prior to the U.S.-led war against Iraq, the Bush administration asserted that Saddam Hussein was attempting to buy equipment and material to build nuclear weapons. Yesterday's Washington Post detailed in an article that filled 3.5 pages how the administration's claims of nuclear threat exceeded the evidence. Reporter Barton Gellman co-wrote the article. He joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
You know, just to begin, you do write that the Bush administration had good reasons to believe that Saddam Hussein had nuclear ambitions.
Ambition, for sure. He had a crash program in 1990 to build a nuclear weapon. He had several different methods of enriching uranium. He still had the scientists, the technological base, the ambitions, and the rhetoric. The question is, did he have any way of getting hold of the highly enriched uranium he needed to make a bomb, and was he making any active efforts to do so?
Well, your article is packed with details, but if you could give us some of the most critical evidence that you uncovered that the administration portrayed Saddam Hussein's nuclear program as being more active than it really was.
Well, the whole thing, technically, incomparably, the most important factor was the existence of these aluminum tubes that Iraq had tried to buy. Sanctions busters in Iraq had tried to get hold of high-strength aluminum tubes about, say, 3 inches in diameter, and the administration said that this was a sign Iraq wanted to buy the materials for centrifuges, which enrich uranium to weapons grade. And but for that factor, you would not have had a lot of other small circumstantial indicators to say that Iraq was restarting its nuclear weapons program. And this became highly controversial from the beginning, and for many technical reasons and programmatic reasons over time, it became highly doubtful that these tubes were for centrifuges.
And yet you write that was ignored, as an example of the sorts of things that were ignored.
Yeah, well, it wasn't ignored. What happened was that the nuclear physicists and the centrifuge engineers came back and said, "These don't look like centrifuges to us. We don't see how you can make one with this. We won't say it's impossible. We're scientists, and we don't say things like that, but we consider it highly improbable." Meanwhile, further investigation found that there was a whole rocket program built around these tubes. And right now the administration continues to treat this rocket program as hypothetical. They say that the tubes are unsuitable for rockets, or don't seem like a good choice for rockets. What they don't say is that they know Iraq was building an actual rocket with tubes that match the ones in question, in their alloy and in their precise dimensions.
And that culminated, back then, with the President's State of the Union address, in which he accused Iraq of trying to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes. But you have a timeline in your article of how this rhetoric escalated. Can you briefly give us, sketch that out for us?
Yeah, look, August of 2002, Vice President Cheney came out 3 times with sharply stepped-up rhetoric about Iraqis and nuclear weapons, that Saddam Hussein posed a nuclear threat. He said, in fact, that it was a mortal threat to the United States, that it was going to come in the not-too-distant future, that Saddam was a sworn enemy of the United States, and that increasingly we believe that the United States would be the target of his nuclear weapon. No one else was saying that at the time. He may have been pushing the president, or he may have been just doing the first step of an agreed-upon dance, but by the first week of September, the whole administration was saying stuff very much like that, and that's when they began to talk about the possibility of a mushroom cloud.
What has been the response, or how were your questions treated by the White House and by the State Department?
Well, it's interesting. There was the following transaction happened. You ask the officials what you think about this. They say, "We still think he was looking for a nuclear weapon." They will not answer any questions of detail. They refer them to the CIA, and the CIA says that our work was fine, and it will not comment on what the administration said.
Washington Post reporter Barton Gellman, thanks very much.